This is your invitation to take five. Yes, to take 5 minutes to think about life and the life beyond. Billy Graham tells a story about a boy flying a kite. The kite was so high that it had disappeared into the clouds. A man came by and asked, "What are you doing, son, holding on to that string?" The boy answered, "I've got a kite up there." The man looked up and said, "I don't see it." The boy replied, "Well, I know it's there, because I can feel the tug." Billy Graham continues, "That's like the witness of the Holy Spirit within us. We may not always see the evidence, but we feel a tug in our hearts, constantly letting us know that we are in touch with God. We must believe on the Savior, believe in the Savior Jesus Christ." Someone has asked Sundar Singh, the great Indian Christian, why he was a Christian and what he found in Christianity that he couldn't find in other religions in India. He answered with these two words, "Jesus Christ." "There is no other one who died for the sins of the world. There is no other one who rose from the dead. There is no other one who gives the hope that he is going to return and set up his kingdom. The scripture says, 'Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.' Faith carries with it the idea of an accompanying assurance. If we have faith, God gives us the assurance, the certainty, the knowledge that we have passed from death unto life." A little article by Billy Graham. Chapter 11, verse 1. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." And the sixth verse of Hebrews 11. "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." My faith looks up to thee. Faith. It's the conviction of things not seen. The boy couldn't see the kite, but he knew it was there. He felt a tug. We feel a tug in our hearts as we're in touch with the Lord. Without faith, it is impossible to please God.